Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Does your local bank support terrorism? What about corrupt officials in foreign countries or human rights abuses? Fifth District Republican Congressman Denver Riggleman wants to follow the money, which is why he introduced the Banking Transparency Act.
I need to know what I'm voting on, and that's why the Department of Treasury needs to let me know what banks are actually banking people who are under sanctioned support, because I need to go after them, and that's just how I'm wired.
Riggleman may be a freshman member in the minority party, but his bill has bipartisan support. Riggleman says it's a way to put foreign banks and their American subsidiaries on notice that Congress is on the lookout for human rights abuses and corrupt officials.
It's the cascading effects of money in the system, and if we don't go after those bad actors who are trying to inject themselves into our infrastructure, we have a big problem.
Earlier this year, Riggleman worked with Democratic freshman Jennifer Wexton on a bill that creates new authority for the federal government to crack down on international criminals using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Michael Pope.